Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Windfall is intended for a mature audience. See our show notes for more information. Listener discretion is advised.
Destination on the keypad before you. The South Tower Upper Atrium Bazaar. Please insert the proper credits into the slot and remember to take your receipt for the return trip.
Thank you.
Have a pleasant ride, Argus.
Here I come.
You're seriously here after all that?
I swear, I didn't mean to break anything. I was only kidding around.
Oh, look, kid. I wanted to apologize anyways. I was having a bad day.
It's okay. I get it.
But there was no need for me to blow up on you like that. You just gotta be more careful around here.
I will. I promise. Bye.
Could you please be careful with all that?
How can I be sure I want any of your wares without looking closely?
I understand that, and I appreciate your business, but please don't break any of the merchandise.
I'm not a child, miss. I spend a lot of money at this market. Please trust that and allow me to shop in peace.
Sure thing. Let me know if you have any questions.
Are you kidding me with all that? This is seriously how you run a business.
What? They're herbal. None of those chems you find in the stuff from the ground level. This is all imported from my village out west. Would you like to try some?
No. Of course I wouldn't like to try some. I am allergic to smoke of any kind. And I'm pretty sure Queen Wanda passed an ordinance that substances like that aren't to be smoked on this level.
Okay, sheesh. Put it out. So how'd you hear about the shop?
I always find that the good stuff is the furthest up in the markets. When I was walking past your tent, I smelled something that I hadn't in ages. It reminded me of the sea.
Smell of the sea, you say? Here, let me take a look for you.
Just wanted to find whatever it was that caused that. Just see if I could sprinkle a little around my dwelling.
Ha! Here it is. Here, take a whiff of this.
No, what is that foul stench? Why would you wave it around in my face like that?
It's a homemade concoction. Ground jujube fish mixed with a little seaweed paste and some ash of driftwood. Cures a cold if you rub some behind your ears, and it is the only thing I can think of that would smell like the sea here.
Well, that certainly isn't it. Oh, maybe I was mistaken. Maybe it was coming from somewhere else.
All right, now. You come back if you still can't find it by the end of the day, and I'll keep looking.
Don't hold your breath.
Hi, it's Kendall.
Kendall, hey. I'm so glad you called.
I know things got weird the other night, and I just wanted...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. Looking back, I realize I may have overreacted. Like I said before, I'm not used to this kind of attention.
That's very hard for me to believe.
Thanks. Ugh, I'm terrible with compliments and flirting and dating. You'll just have to bear with me.
I think I can do that. You were right, though. I mean, I was being an ass and probably too aggressive. It wouldn't be the first time I'd heard that one.
Right, so maybe we could try it again?
I would love that.
Great. Let me give you a...
Oh, well, shit. Looks like Benny wasn't lying for once.
Kaz, what the fuck?
Hello? Kendall? Hello?
Please exit.
Who is that?
What, are you following me around?
Please.
Well, Benny was drunk, bragging about how he knew a secret about a little rat in the neighborhood. Imagine my surprise when I found out it was you!
Fuck. Kaz.
So what did you do? Rat me out to the wolves? Are they coming for me next?
No!
How am I supposed to believe anything you say? I thought you'd been hauled off by them.
You left me to be.
What good would it have done for both of us to get caught?
See? You're just as bad.
So you did snitch. What did you tell them? That I beat the shit out of gamblers for a loan shark just to put food on the table for my family?
No, I didn't say shit about you, Kaz, I swear.
I can't believe you.
Come on, like they'd really let me go after I gave them information on a little nobody bottom feeder like you.
What are you saying?
No offense, Kaz, but you're not big enough for them to even care about.
Okay. I mean, I guess I do believe that. So you did snitch on someone, though. No. No way, you did not!
Shut up.
Isaac?
Damn it, Kaz, really?
Isaac, though?
I wish it was even that simple.
No way. You're a wolf? Fuck, you shouldn't have come back here. There's no way this thing is gonna work.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Come over here, boy.
Wow, what is...
This medallion for only 1,400 credits. Where are you going?
Wow! I'm surprised. Tentacle Rock is on the rise. Do your part to stop the spread. Soak and wash your precious hands. This is a message about tentacle hygiene from your beloved people.
Oh, 30 credits, a dime left.
And I told you I have 27!
Can't you cut me some slack?
Get the hell out of here, you bum!
Fuck you, asshole.
Excuse me, could you tell me what this is?
Grilled miner shanks. 30 credits.
It smells so good. I probably shouldn't. But, Whatever. Here. Hey, could you tell me something?
What, kid?
Do you know someone named Helena?
That weird foreigner? Yeah, what about her?
Do you know where she works? I have something for her.
Oh, sure. Go to the end of this row and up the ladder to the last platform. You'll find her up there.
Thanks so much.
I'd hurry if I were you, kid. We don't get a lot of grounders up here. You stick out.
How'd you know?
I just do. I'd finish up whatever business you have with a foreigner and hightail it back home before you catch the attention of the wolves.
Thanks.
Busy day?
Ha! You know me all too well, friend.
Anything I can do to drum up some business for you?
Unless there's an herbal remedy you're looking for that isn't covered by your fancy insurance plan, I think not.
Whoa, way to judge.
You ass.
You really think I couldn't find anything I'd want here? How about this?
Hey. I wanted to apologize to you for the other day.
Don't mention it.
No, really. Things have been tough lately. The anniversary is coming up.
I know.
I try to forget how we met.
I was just doing my job, Helena.
That's one way to put it.
Well, I'm sorry about the way things went back then. You can come to me for help anytime. You know that, right?
Hey, when do you get off? I've got a friend I think you'd get along with.
One of the other merchants?
No. She tends bar at this dive on the ground level I found a few years back.
Helena, do you think going to a bar is best for you? And on ground level, no less? You're better than that. Why not hang out at one of the 100 more wholesome establishments up here?
Not really my scene.
Because you can't get obliterated and forget about what happened, surrounded by other people as fucked up as you?
That sounds about right.
Helena!
Don't you have to get back to your route?
Give me a call tonight. We'll talk.
Will it get you off my back for now?
Sure thing.
All right.
Okay, are you going to relax and let me explain?
I don't know, Kendall. Are you going to tell me the truth?
Yes, Kaz, I am.
Fine. I'm listening.
Okay, so those wolves you left me with...
Was forced to leave you with.
Sure, whatever. Those wolves brought me up to their headquarters. Turns out they'd come specifically for me.
Are you serious?
Right. They offered to make me one of them, said that I was exactly the kind of new blood they were looking for.
I can't believe this.
Neither could I at first, but they said I have a special connection to the ground, one none of the other nosebleed recruits have.
You can say that again.
They wanted someone who knew their way around and who understands a lot about the way things are run down here.
And you said yes? Are you nuts?
Look, maybe you don't care to ever change, but I need to do more than just survive. I don't want to be running errands for some ruthless old bastard for the rest of my life. Do you honestly like what we do?
No, of course not. But I don't see how becoming a wolf is much better.
I can make a difference in this community.
Bullshit! You're preserving the status quo.
Well, then so are you. Only my way is to help me move up in the world. Yours is going to keep you exactly where you are, begging for scraps.
So what now? You rat on Isaac?
Not just rat, Kaz. I have to take him in myself.
Are you fucking for real, Kendall? That's impossible.
No, it's not. I have a really good plan, but I need help.
Oh, no. From me? No way. You're a wolf. Just call for backup.
What, are you afraid to turn him in? I've been listening to too much of that man's bullshit. He wants you to think he cares, but he doesn't.
And I'm supposed to believe you do?
Listen to me. He doesn't give a shit about you or any of us. Imagine what the ground would look like without Isaac.
Maybe chaos, but he keeps everything together. It's not good, but it's something.
What about Vern? No Isaac, no debt.
But if I help you do this, and we lose, Vern is dead for sure. Do you even know what you're asking? I have a family to take care of. Shayma's an idiot who's going to play by their rules until they choke him. And Argus isn't much better. That kid couldn't stay out of trouble if he tried.
But we're not going to lose. Without Isaac, half of your troubles disappear. What do you say?
Excuse me, officer.
Yes, ma'am?
You see that boy standing over there?
The shifty-looking one?
That's him.
Yeah, what about him?
I overheard him earlier, and I don't quite think he belongs up here.
Doesn't really look like he should be, no.
I mean, I am not here to tell you how to do your job or anything.
No, of course not.
Shouldn't he not be up here?
Of course.
Yeah, I have thought about saying something to the lad myself, but then I saw you standing nearby, and I thought it best not to be involved.
You did the right thing, ma'am. Better not to cause a scene.
Oh, my sentiments, exactly.
I'm so sorry, I have to run!
Watch where you're going, sewer rat! What are you doing just standing there? Go after him!
Don't worry, ma'am. I'll take care of this.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
This is Root.
Kendall, sir. May I enter?
Kendall? Why, unless I'm mistaken, we don't have a prearranged meeting at this time.
That is correct, sir. I'm stopping in unannounced. I have something to discuss with you. It felt urgent.
This is highly unusual. But, given the circumstances, I'll allow it. This time. Come in.
I've been putting together a plan to take down Isaac, and I think I have one that you'll like.
It's always nice to have a recruit who takes initiative like this. Be advised that it will show up on your weekly review, so keep up the good work. Now, tell me more about this plan.
I have contacts on the ground who are willing to help, but only if wolves can be stationed around the warehouse waiting for a signal.
A signal?
My signal. I'm going to lure him out of his warehouse, and when I do, I need as many wolves as possible waiting. Isaac has a lot of loyal people. It's what makes him so effective as a leader.
So you've said.
Really, sir, you can scoff all you want, but these people are not going to let him out of their sight unless he senses a real threat to his business.
I feel confident that my wolves can take on these underlings. Kendall, If you can get Isaac to follow you to some location that would provide plenty of cover for your fellow wolves, then this is as good as done.
I need time to scout out a location.
Time? Time you shall have. 5 days.
I need to move up from the ground tomorrow. Once Isaac falls, I'll be a dead woman walking. I want out before that happens.
We've discussed this. I can't make any promises. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Sir, if you don't move me up before we do this, I won't be around to wait for anything.
Oh, you're a wolf now, Kendall. We won't let anything happen to you.
And my friend, I need protection for him too, then.
That I especially cannot promise. Is he a known criminal?
He's my friend. He'll be sticking his neck out for you and the rest of the wolves and Wanda too.
Just this once. Your friend gets a pass.
You won't regret it.
Argus? What are you doing here? Holy shit! Where did you find this?
You left it at Gert.
Oh, I've been looking all over for it.
I've been waiting for you to come back to get it, but you haven't been around since.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea what you just did for me.
It's no problem.
There he is.
Stay still, bro.
What the hell?
What the hell did he do, Sylvie? He's my friend's nephew. The one who owns the bar. He's harmless.
Please go about your day, Helena. This is Wolfpack business.
Whatever you think I did, I swear it was a misunderstanding.
Be quiet, Grounder. You're coming with me. After the stunt you just pulled, you're in Wanda's hands now.
I'm sure this isn't necessary.
You heard me, friend.
Helena, tell Gert I'll be okay, that this was all a mistake, that I'll be back for contact day. I promise. Don't let her worry, okay? Come home.
Hi, Puff. I got your message to meet here.
Kendall, I wasn't sure you would come.
Yeah, me either.
I know how you're feeling right now. Everything is new and scary, and I was there too once. I remember how it felt. And I just want to help you take your mind off of everything, just for a little bit.
Where are we going?
You'll see when we get there.
Please stand in the middle of the lift. North Tower Observation Platform. Please enter proper credits.
Observation platform?
Thank you, Pavlima. Please stand in the center of the elevator with your arms at your sides.
How high are we going?
Don't make me ruin the surprise.
Approaching the North Tower observation platform. Please have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Close your eyes and hold my hand.
Okay.
Follow me. Not too fast.
Sorry.
Okay. Now open your eyes in 3, 2, 1.
Wanda, this is incredible. I can see the sky. I can't believe this.
Isn't it amazing?
I've never seen anything like it before. I had no idea what it would be like, feel like, to see it in person. I thought it would never happen.
When grounders talk about the sky, it's always so abstract. It's like a god, something divine, but not quite real. We are the lucky ones, Kendall. Not the rich nosebleeds who lived up here their whole lives. They don't appreciate it like we do. We know what it's like to think we'd never leave the ground. And yet here we are.
I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It just goes on forever.
And ever.
What are those?
What?
Those little shining dots up there.
Those are stars.
Stars. And over there, is that Wanda's castle?
Yes, up in the clouds.
It's so big and it's just sitting there? How is it possible?
She's a god.
Don't tell me you believe that wolf pack crap.
Says the wolf pup.
I never said I believed all their mumbo-jumbo.
I don't know what I believe. I guess she has to be something powerful to live all the way up there, suspended in the sky like that.
Yeah. No one's ever done anything like this for me before. I mean, I can see the entire city of Windfall. It just feels like a dream.
I wanted to be here when you saw it for the first time.
Why? What's so special about me?
Look, I know we've only just met, but I feel like I know you. I see this incredibly strong woman fighting for a better life. We're not so different, you and me.
I guess I don't see myself the way you do.
All the grounders I knew were content to live a life begging for scraps. But all of the people who live up here, they have no idea how good they have it. They don't see how fucked up this whole city is. My whole life, I felt like an outsider. You, though. When I'm with you, I feel like I can finally be seen for who I really am. I don't have to be sarcastic, Pav. I can just be myself.
I've never met anyone like you before.
Let's get out of the wind.
But I'm afraid I'll never see the sky again.
I won't let that happen.
Hey, Gert.
Shema.
You seen Cass or Argus today?
Nah, they haven't been by. Figured they were probably down trapping.
We all went last night. There's no need for it.
Well, you know that, Cass.
I know. I don't know how to keep him away from that snake.
It makes him feel close to your father. Spending so much time with his old best friend.
The so-called best friend who fought with Mom and Dad for only so long as it seemed like they'd win. The one who beats the piss out of his neighbors because they can't pay ridiculous interest he puts on their loans. Yeah, great company.
Who are you to judge? What great good are you accomplishing in Vern's junk shop?
That shop is the only thing that's kept this family going for the past 20 years.
Excuse me. What do you call this place?
A distraction.
You ungrateful asshole. Do you have any idea how many times I've bailed your deadbeat uncle out of a jam? He's been good to you. I know that. But my ex-husband causes more trouble than you'd imagine.
Trouble that bastard Isaac got him into. You know Cass stalks around these streets at night, intimidating kind folks and doing his bidding? The boy almost tried doing the same, running collections for Vern.
Ha! That rut couldn't take you even. What makes you think he's got what it takes to be somebody else's muscle?
Because I listen. I talk to my customers. I don't just ply them with enough booze to send them into a dull stupor.
All right. If you don't relax, nephew, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us? Do you ever pay attention to anything that goes on outside these walls?
Of course I do.
Then you know Argus went to Swift's and came home with hundreds of credits he had no business having. Do you realize what could happen to either of our licenses if Wolfpack knew what our family was dealing with?
You're being paranoid.
And you're blind. Vern is drowning in debt to Isaac, who Cass just happens to work for. And now sweet, innocent little Argus is beating a cheat like Swift at his own game.
You have to admit, it's kind of impressive.
Of course. It is. But now we're spouting off plans to buy an elevator ticket to the upper markets with his winnings.
Wow.
Don't you care at all about keeping a low profile?
Everything is fine, Shema. Keep your pants on. Nobody's paying any attention to us. If we keep doing what we're doing, everything is gonna be all right.
You better not be wrong.
Oh, Gertie, I'm so sorry. He was only there a minute before they took him, and I have no idea why. One second he was giving me my bag, and the next he was in cuffs.
Whoa, what? Helena, slow down. What happened?
It's Argus.
What about him?
He showed up at my shop today, and for seemingly no reason at all, one of the wolves took him away.
Gotta be fucking kidding me.
Okay, calm down. I'm sure it was a mistake.
I'll do everything I can to get him out. The guard was a friend of mine, and I think I can change your mind.
You really think no one is paying attention to us now?
Way to be helpful, jackass.
I'm so sorry.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimonda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimonda. Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Marcus Stewart, Argus.
Carlina Manzi, teenager.
Emily Battles, Helena.
Lily Kamarek, customer.
Adam Raimonda, vendor.
Claire Lopez, Pavlima.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
Tim Swan, shopkeep.
Nadia Levin, Sylvie.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Sarah Brown, elevator recording.
And
Mushaka Benson, Shema.
Casting direction by
Claire Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimonda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimonda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our art was designed by
Sam Twardy.
I want to take a second to extend a huge, 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 huge thank you to these magnificent people who are funding our show through Patreon. Michael, Shayla, Sharon, Peter, Mushaka, The Beacon, Leslie, Leanne, Katie, Jessica, Eric, Emily, Daniel, Carmel, and Angelo. The whole team is so grateful to have you supporting us. This show is a labor of love and a large undertaking. Your contributions help us make this all a little bit more feasible for us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're about a third of the way to our next Patreon goal. So once we hit $250 a month, we'll be able to secure travel and food for our 30 performers for the production of season 2. We're going to be taking a few extra weeks between episodes 5 and 6 so that we can take some extra time to make sure that the last 5 episodes of the season sound amazing. Follow us at Windfall Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to find out exactly when we'll be returning. During the break, we'll be releasing a bonus minisode for our patrons. So if you want to hear that and get a behind-the-scenes look at the show, consider donating over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. If you have questions for us, you can shoot them over to windfallpodcast@gmail.com. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you so much for tuning into the first half of season 1. And listeners, don't forget to ask yourselves, what would Wanda do?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.